You see the use of like Prozone and stuff in top level sport. How much of an effect do you think it has?
I think it's hard to say sort of universally across the board, but I think different clubs sort of utilize it to like different levels. So I think if you look at the top clubs that are doing the best stuff with Prozone data or just with video analysis and data analysis in general, you're going to see a huge effect. But I think you'd still find quite a few clubs that have this sort of technology available and aren't using it like anywhere near its full potential. Because I think the technology, especially when you look at the Premier League or the Liga or whatever top league you're looking at, that technology is available across the board. But I think utilization rates would be quite varied across, even across top teams.
Obviously, I live in the Northeast, so I see a lot of Sunderland. Do you think they could utilise it better? I know they've got Sam Allardyce, who's a big fan of Prozone, but what do you think they could be doing to improve?
Yeah, I mean, it's hard to say because I don't know. I'm not inside Sunderland. I can't say what they're doing, but I know that Big Sam has in the past been like a big proponent of Prozone, especially, and just data analytics in football. So I know at West Ham he used Prozone extensively. I don't know. I think it has to come from more than just the manager. So I'd be a little like, if Sunderland, I don't know what they were doing beforehand, but if Dick Advocaat wasn't using any of this data or any of this technology, then I don't think someone like Big Sam could come in and change everything. But again, maybe he was using a Dick Advocaat, so it's hard for me to sort of say how much it's being utilized or if it can be utilized better at Sunderland than it is right now. Obviously, there's a lot of gains to be made just based on the fact they are where they are in the table. So, yeah, absolutely. I mean, even if you have, like, one guy who's really good, if you have the best analyst in the world or the best video analyst in the world and the club hasn't bought in, then you're not going to see, I mean, you need a manager on board, you need a director of football who's on board, you need basically the entire club pressure to be on board to get the effects of whatever technology you're buying into.
Where do you think statistical analysis can go in the future?
I think that, essentially, I think what statistical analysis is going to be able to make us do is make better decisions. So I think in football, it's obvious to see, even without using any data, that a lot of really, really bad decisions are being made by clubs everywhere. And I think that using data will allow us to make better decisions and eliminate the bad ones. I think that's the first thing you're going to see with data analysis in football is these bad decisions. We're going to see less and less of these poor decisions being made. And so the future, I think, is just better decision-making, using more tools, using better technology to make better decisions in football. So to say what specifically those decisions would be, that'll change from club to club or from league to league.
What does your job include, and as long as that's not too personal a question?
I mean, clubs have questions and problems they want solved, and they obviously, if a club is coming up to us, it's because they think that data will help them solve that problem or help them evaluate a situation, and that's what my job entails, I guess, is using data to help offer solutions or offer answers to questions that clubs have.